here.
Well, there are all sorts of snakes. I'm talking about insects, really, more than animals. There are Gila monsters. You can find a Gila monster mm-hmm. occasionally. Mm-hmm. All kinds of lizards, and I don't know. These are reptiles. These are not.
Well, those count as animals.
Yeah.
So yeah, anything.
All kinds of snakes. Of course, rattlesnakes. Several different types of rattlesnakes can be found.
Mm-hmm.
And the diamond head or the diamond back is the one that is most common, I guess, around here.
Mm-hmm.
There are bull snakes and some of the non-poisonous snakes, the copperhead, and I guess the rattlesnake and the copperhead are the two that are probably the most poisonous in this area.
Do you get any lizards around this area, little lizards?
We have a few. In fact, we have a couple of resident lizards that seem to be in our flower bed, and we see them off and on. I don't know what kind of lizards they are. It's the ones that I've always seen around here. We used to have a lot of horned toads.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, up in Rio Doce occasion, we'd find horned toads up
there.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow. Up in the mountains. That's unusual.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. How about insects? What kinds of stinging insects do you see around here?
Hey, big variety of them. We've got the scorpions in our house here. That's the one that you find mostly in this area.
Have you had a big problem with scorpions in this
area? Oh, not really. Mm-hmm. Occasionally we have found them in the house, and mm-hmm. we spray quite a bit to keep them down.
Mm-hmm.
We have black widow spiders. They are very common. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I've never seen a tarantula around here, although that they are supposed to be in the area.
Mm-hmm.
But centipedes, I haven't really seen a centipede in this area, but we have a lot of the scorpions.
How about the flying insects? What kinds of stinging insects fly around?
We have very few. We're very fortunate up here. We don't mm-hmm. have flies and mosquitoes to speak of.
Mm-hmm.
Bees, hornets, that type of thing, they don't really come up in this area.
No.
Find them in the lower valley.
You don't get the ones that make those paper nests? The paper
wasps?
Yeah.
I've seen a few, but not many. Mm-hmm. We haven't had any wasps nests.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one.
That's great. Now, there's another bug that we don't get in El Paso, at least I hope we don't get them, but in the south, they will jump up on your leg and get under your skin.
Oh, yeah, I've had those. When I was in the service, basic training was down in East Texas, and chiggers,
mm-hmm.
there's another name for them, but then, what did they call them down there? Chiggers is whatever.
Yeah.
They were tough.
Yeah. The insect that lights up at night is called?
Yeah. Fireflies?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We had a lot of those in Ohio.
Yeah.
Michigan. Beautiful things, yeah. They're really
pretty. They're beautiful.
As a child, catch them, put them in a jar, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's a bird that makes a lot of noise trying to get worms out of trees. What's that called?
Worms out of trees?
Mm-hmm. Or beetles out of trees.
Well, of course, we have blue jays around. We have three or four different kinds of blue jays in the mountains, not around here.
Mm-hmm.
We have grackles, but they make a lot of noise, but they don't get in trees. In trees.
We don't actually have a lot of these, but every once in a while you'll hear one knocking away at the
woodpecker?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You ever seen one of those?
Not here.
Oh.
Up in our place in Alto, they used to come and knock on our house.
Yeah.
Yeah, frequently up there.
What a pain.